Welcome to episode 10 of The Courage to Be the Difference. Today I'm going to share with you a tool that helps me to begin my day in the richest of ways. I call it Morning Mind. Morning can be the most amazing time to transition into our day, especially when we incorporate the power of meditation in how it allows our mind to fully relax and contract all at the same time. Meditation allows for healing powers as we relax our mind to open us up to our inner self that isn't there when the noise of the world gets inside of our head. What if you were able to start each day giving yourself even 10 to 30 sweet minutes of reflection time that enabled you to come into the day more uniquely you and more powerfully able to move past those things you don't count on happening each day? I ask that you stop and think about your morning routine for a moment, from the point of opening your eyes to the point of walking out the front door. How do you honor yourself along with those you love and those who count on you to make their start of the day a good one? Often we fight back the idea of putting one more thing in our day, especially in the morning when so much already has to happen. Perhaps you barely are making it out the door on time as it is. Our relationship with our own mind is the most important relationship we have the honor and opportunity to begin each day fully embracing. So how to go about it? There are many apps and videos out there that can assist you in the process, and I urge you to use your auditory skills in order to make this come to life for you. So even if you're using a video for meditation, turn the light of the screen away from you and then only listen to the sound of it. Find a place of quiet, perhaps even in your own bed as you begin the day. I prefer not to start the day with an alarm, as it is a jolt out of slumber that I left years ago because it was indeed an alarming way to start the day. Currently, I have a puppy in a crate in my bedroom, and the minute I start to move about outside of my bed, she wants to move about with me. Keeping this in mind, I have started to meditate in bed as I listen to calming music or something on my iPad, such as Deepak Chopra's Soul of Healing meditations that can be found on YouTube. I keep the iPad near my bed, ready for the morning exercise if that's what I'm inspired to do when I wake up. You might even want to have some earbuds handy if you have someone else in the bed with you. Waking up earlier than I need to, I can sit in the luxury of spending 45 minutes to an hour listening and going deeper, especially after a night of perhaps not such pleasant dreams that I don't understand, that have brought me into the day perplexed. Another way of doing this is finding a quiet spot. I love sitting on my yoga mat in a sacred place that I have created in my home that seems to hold and comfort me. With my writing journal near me, a candle lit, I begin this early morning ritual of finding where I am and where I need to be. Before anyone in the world needs me and requires me to do something for them, I must first do it for me. By doing so, this allows me to be able to give all that is required of me in the day. I stretch as I meditate, opening my body both physically and mentally to where it needs to be. At first, this process can be hard. It can be hard to quiet your mind. I promise you, though, if you stick with it and maybe start with 5 minutes and increase it as you go, you will begin to long for this time each day and feel a difference in the days you don't meditate. I know for sure that I do. To take this practice even further, Don't turn on news or any type of distraction that will potentially start your day with negative feedback. It's hard to shake, and quite frankly, it's not necessary. What, after all, can you do about situations on other parts of the planet in this, your sacred morning time? I have come to find that getting filled with the news, quote unquote, it will come to me when it needs to come to me without others' opinions or input about a situation and without all the commercialism that TV can bring with it. The news can, in fact, become simply an adrenaline rush that we've gotten ourselves in the pattern and habit of listening to. Instead, save this time for you, allowing your mind to go and flow. Planning for the day as you want it to become, not as the world around you dictates. Of course, we each have our responsibilities we have to attend to, and that's why it's so important that we look towards giving our inner self the time needed to start the day in the most positive way. This could begin by getting to bed earlier the night before so you can in fact get up by 5 or 6 a.m. If you have to be in the office by 8 a.m., by getting up at 5 a.m., that gives you 3 hours to open your mind, perhaps to do some exercise, journal, shower, and whatever morning ritual makes you feel the most fulfilled and ready to give all you have to give in that day. Compare this to rushing out of bed to the sound of the alarm, stressing where you need to be and when, popping on the TV news to hear political rhetoric or the latest news disaster, cramming down some food, and then rushing out the door into your day. Remember, even 10 minutes of quiet meditation time can drive the outcome for your whole day. It can solidify and empower your intentions. If this sounds undoable or a little too woo-woo for you, I urge you to give it 30 days and you will start to see things in a whole new light. And it will give you the courage, insight, and foresight to be the difference. I will leave you to ponder this idea with the words from Sharon Salzberg, who said, "Dedicating some time to meditation is a meaningful expression of caring for yourself that can help you move through the mire of feeling unworthy of recovery. As your mind grows quieter and more spacious, you can begin to see self-defeating thought patterns for what they are and open up to other, more positive options. Here's to having the courage to meditate and create a special morning mind practice."